Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, hello. Wednesday afternoon, halfway to the weekend. It's going to be really rainy between now and the weekend, but I think the weekend's going to be okay. It might be kind of okay by Friday night. As I look to the south, I see a lot of dark clouds, darkness to the south. So that's that weather that's out in the, well, not in the Gulf of Mexico, but it's in that direction. But the storm is in the Gulf of Mexico heading in this direction, but it doesn't look like it's going to become very much. But it's just kind of a reminder that, we're in hurricane season and these things can suddenly pop up. The good news about this one, though, is it crossed over Florida. Didn't have much chance to develop into anything. And at this point, now look, if there's rain and if there's flooding and if it floods your home and it floods your business, that's going to be terrible. I mean, it's going to be just like a normal storm. I hope that doesn't happen, but there is that possibility because of the amount of rain that we are expected to get Thursday and Friday and maybe even into Saturday. So, you know, just do all you can. And, you know, if you've got a drain outside, I know it's the city's responsibility to keep those drains clean. But if you've got a drain outside, go outside and clean it. I mean, if there's a drain that looks like it's got a lot of twigs and leaves and junk in the way, just go out there and clean it out because that's the best way to prevent flooding. So today we opened the show talking about this event that's coming to New Orleans Friday night at Xavier University. It's Power Slap 14. It's a slap fighting event. Slap fighting is a new craze. It started on social media. We got a lot of great information from Tim Zimmer. He is one of Tommy's producers. And Tim is really into this. So we called Tim and found out some really interesting information. So slap fighting is done with two men standing up. And there's a flip of the coin. And one man slaps the other man. If the man remains standing or if he's knocked down and gets up, then that man slaps the other man. That's one round. There are three rounds to each bout. So each person gets slapped three times. Now, these are people who are slapping the crap out of each other. I mean, sometimes people are just totally knocked out. Tim has been watching this and he says that sometimes the people get up and it's like they're taking a drunk driving test on the road with cops, and they can't walk a straight line. I mean, they're wobbling because they've been knocked out. They've been knocked silly. So, you know, yeah, I mean, it's kind of dangerous, I guess. Apparently, it's very entertaining. But what does that say about our society? I mean, I think it sounds really entertaining, and if I'm going to leave town this weekend, if I'm in town and get a chance to watch it, I will. If not, Tim says it's going to be on YouTube, but I'm going to check this out tonight. I'm going to go to YouTube, and I'm going to check out some of these bouts that have taken place. This is Power Slap 14, the 14th time this has happened. It is sanctioned by the state. There are doctors on hand. If somebody gets knocked down, if there's blood, if it looks like they can't continue because it's so violent, then they're not going to continue. So it's totally sanctioned, like boxing or UFC. And, you know, I was talking about UFC and just that whole phenomenon of that kind of fighting, almost bare-knuckled, you know, kicking the crap out of people and beating them when they're down. Yeah, look, I've watched a couple of those bouts. They're hard to watch. The women are really hard to watch because I still see women as being something that is, I don't want to say, I'm not going to say certain adjectives because it makes women seem weak. Women are not weak. They're strong. But I don't like to see women beating the crap out of each other. I don't like to see it. But that's what they do in UFC, women's fighting. I have seen a couple of bouts where it's really entertaining because of the competition. And it is competition. And there's women's boxing. And it's almost like boxing wasn't violent enough. And UFC was given birth as a result of boxing not being violent enough. And UFC more reflects our violent society. So here now you've got this slap game, which is not as violent as UFC because there's no kicking or punching. But apparently somebody just standing there, and in fact, if you flinch, if somebody goes to slap you and you flinch, or if your body moves, points are deducted. So you got to stand there and take it. So this is really kind of amazing. Anyway, this big event, and Tom Brady's gone to one of these, and celebrities are going to these events. Power Slap 14 is Friday night at Xavier, and then UFC is Saturday night in the Smoothie King Center, and there's a local guy fighting. This may be his last fight, and tickets range from like $500 to, I think, $3,000. It's amazing. And I guess there'll be a lot of celebrities at that event, but that just, you know, that the whole concept of this slap fighting craze that started on YouTube, started on social media, that's now turned into a full-fledged sanctioned event is really pretty amazing. It's been going on apparently for the last 2 or 3 years. All right, President Trump had another meltdown. This time he had a meltdown over the MAGA supporters who want the Epstein files released. Donald Trump is calling the supporters weaklings. He says that they are believing this bull blank. And he said, I don't want your support anymore. It's interesting that we didn't have a chance to talk to anybody. Nobody called up to talk about this. And I think MAGA supporters, I don't know, are you, now that you have to decide, I wonder if the MAGA supporters are going, well, okay, we don't really need to see the Epstein files. Let's go ahead and support Donald Trump. I wonder if that's where they're headed. Because nobody called and responded to how they feel about Donald Trump saying he doesn't want you as a supporter anymore. Donald Trump rejecting the MAGA people who want the Epstein files released. By Donald Trump calling these files a hoax, he is dismissing what it means for older men to have sex with young girls. And I don't think that's something that can be dismissed. First of all, the definition of a hoax is something that is not real. It didn't really happen, or something happened and it didn't mean to happen. It was just a joke, or it was a hoax. What Jeffrey Epstein did is not a hoax. What Jeffrey Epstein did was set men up to have sex with underage girls. That's not a hoax. That's really serious stuff. And for Donald Trump to say that he doesn't want the MAGA supporters who are asking for the Epstein files to be released, doesn't want you anymore, that's got to be pretty rough for those of you who may have purchased those Make America Great Again caps.
Well, it's going to have to jump in. There were two text messages.
Oh, there were?
Okay. Yeah. One says the list does not exist. Another one says the theory is that there's a pedo client list, and that's a hoax. And I believe what they're saying is, why, like, are we talking about the flight list to Epstein's Island, or do we actually believe that there was an actual list of clients that Epstein kept personally to himself? Because a lot of people get that mixed up. Right when this Epstein thing started, there was a flight list to the island. It was just names of different celebrities that were going to the island. And people, I guess that they conflated that with, oh, that's all. These also must be the people that participated in some of the other stuff. So I still attest that some of the celebrities that may have appeared on a flight list may not have known what was going on. They were just thought, you know, going to the island just to have fun. And if their names popped up on, you don't think so?
I think it's
a possibility.
I don't think so. I think, you know, it's kind of like, you go to a sushi restaurant. you're going to eat sushi. You know, you're not going to, oh, gee, what do they serve in here? I was going to a sushi restaurant. What? Oh, what's that? Oh, people are eating sushi.
See, but no, no. Let me tell you. So what if you go there to eat sushi, but then you find out they're doing meth in the bathroom? Like, then you'd be like, hey, look, I know they're doing meth in the bathroom. I went there for the sushi. I had no idea they was going to be doing meth in the bathroom.
Because
I've been in situations like that where I'm going somewhere. I'm going to this bar to drink beer, but there's people snorting lines in the bathroom. It's like, I don't want to be associated with that. So I could believe that there may have been some people around Epstein Island that had no idea what was going on. They're like, look, I got to get out of here.
I don't think so. There may be people who agree with you, Coleman. I appreciate you, you know, sharing that opinion. But I think that if anybody got on that plane and headed to the island, I think they knew where they were going. I think they knew exactly where they're going. I don't know if there's ever been a list. I don't know if Epstein kept a list, but there's information. There are files on Jeffrey Epstein, and somewhere in those files, it's very hard to believe that there's not information in those files about phone conversations, about text messages that were sent and received in the process of setting up young girls for older men. Underage girls, not just younger, underage girls for older men. And I just find this personally appalling, and I want these people to be exposed as to who they are, but I don't know that that's going to happen. But now Donald Trump is saying that Pam Bondi, the attorney general, can release what she thinks is credible from the files. So now, once again, Donald Trump is admitting that the files exist. And we have been told that the files exist. So by saying she can release credible information, he's admitting the files are there. So what happened to that whole thing about there's no files, the files aren't there? And to really be so demeaning to your followers, I just thought that was very, very inappropriate. But, you know, that's how Donald Trump handles a lot of things. You know, there are no files, but she can release credible things from the files. See, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't ever know. I have never known and never talked about a specific client list. I mean, I might have mentioned client list, but I don't know that there's actually a list of clients, but there's information there that would have indicated that Jeffrey Epstein was talking to certain people about this. There's got to be that information. I mean, you can't have trials without, you know, getting information from cell phones websites and from email messages being sent. There are people who know who's on the list. And I think it's Republicans and Democrats, and they don't want the list released. And I think that it could damage the credibility of a lot of people. I believe that their credibility should be damaged. And I don't care how much I don't think it's going to hurt the United States. They're going to make it seem like it's going to hurt the United States because they don't want their names out there. But I don't think it's going to hurt the United States. And I honestly believe that we need to know the names. But are we going to know them? I don't know. All right. So Greg Gutfeld from Fox News is getting a lot of criticism because he says, since so many right-wing white Americans are called Nazis by different people, that maybe those right-wing white Americans should own the name and start calling each other Nazis, kind of like the way black Americans use the N-word. Black Americans use the N-word to own it, to not give it any power, to take the power away from the N-word. Hey, my, you know, N-word, or hey, N-word, how you doing? So Greg Gutfeld is saying maybe these right-wing white Americans should start saying, hey, how's my Nazi today? How you doing, Nazi? I don't think that's a very good idea. Dax Shepard has posted something in celebration of his Emmy nomination. He's posted a naked picture of his wife, Kristen Bell. I saw the picture. It's her in some kind of exercise pose, and she's naked. What a way to celebrate. Hey, I'm nominated for an Emmy, honey. I'm going to post a naked picture of you.
How do you spell Kristen?
K-R-I-S-T-E-N. All right. Check it out. Yeah, she's in some kind of exercise pose. Kristen Bell. Dax Shepard, 2025 Emmy Award nominee, celebrates by posting a picture of his wife.
Well, since we're using the Word computer, they have a lot of stuff on it, so I can't.
I see.
A lot of, you know,
I saw it. Well, there was there was a box over her butt, but you could see that she was totally naked.
You see it? I'm probably going to get in trouble for watching this later on, but yeah, that's pretty cool.
No,
picture.
You're not really. Hey, this is work. Research. This is research. Research for the show. Always say it was research, and you won't get in trouble. And if you do, I'll tell them you were doing research for the show. Speaking of being naked, I would never want to see Rosie O'Donnell naked. But Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump are continuing to have this feud. I did a little research. This thing has gone on for many years. This feud between Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell. Why doesn't Donald Trump just ignore that woman? Ignore her. Just ignore her. But he fights back. She's really nobody. I mean, she's nobody for him to contend with. She's nobody for him to take that seriously. All he's got to do is ignore her, and all she has to do is ignore him. But they're continuing to go at each other. The only dangerous thing that has come out of this somewhat entertaining fight is that Donald Trump is talking about taking away her citizenship. You can't do that. For a president to talk about taking away the citizenship of somebody that he politically disagrees with is horrible. I mean, this is a horrible thing for the president to mention, because you can't do that. We can't have a president just trying to kick people out of the country because they disagree with him. Donald Trump's ego is so huge and his character is so fragile that he wants everybody in the country to agree with him. And he goes crazy when people disagree with him. That's not a strong person. So he needs to grow a pair and be a little stronger. I know he takes a lot of criticism, but he also reacts to a lot of criticism. So it's not like he's exactly, taking it. If you know what I mean. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So we've got a storm in the Gulf and we've got some rain on the way.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's dedicate this song to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. I mean, this is her. All right, but wait. If she can't be wrong, then how come she's been wrong? There were files on her desk, and then there were no files, and now Donald Trump says she can release any credible part of the files. I don't know. I find this all very interesting. If you've got a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. We've been reading a lot of your texts. We'll get to some of those on the air. Let's go to the Big Worm. Big Worm, you're on WWL.
Yeah, Scoot. I hear Trump, he's getting all upset about the files being released. But my issue is, if you have nothing to hide, if you're not associated with this, go ahead and release the files. But by him doing this, it's kind of like he's kind of telling on himself, in an indirect way, because if you have nothing to hide, go ahead and release.
I agree. And why wouldn't you want to release him to prove you're not in there?
Right. And as far as them not having the list, if I'm not mistaken, that lady Giselle, who was Epstein's girlfriend or whatever she was, she said there was a list. She said it was a book that kept all the names in and everything.
Yeah, there's
they don't have that.
There's so many conflicting reports about this. All right, Big Worm, I'm glad you called the show. But I think this thing is really, I think this thing is big. I think the Epstein files is so big that it can't be released. It would damage a lot of people. And maybe not a lot of people in terms of numbers, but it would damage a lot of people in terms of rich, powerful people. And maybe even ex-presidents. And maybe people in positions of power. And maybe even Donald Trump himself. We don't know. Nobody knows for sure. Nobody knows for sure. Ghislaine Maxwell knows. She's in prison. She's willing to talk. I wish they would let her talk. But I don't know that that's going to happen. And at some point, this is going to die down. And I think that's a shame, because if it dies down, then that means that we are allowing once again. But, you know, it's going to die down because there's only so much you and I can do. There's only so much you and I can do. And those who can do something about it are not doing anything about it. And there's a reason. And you and I can speculate forever on what the reason is, why Donald Trump is not releasing the Epstein files, all of them. There's a reason why he's not releasing them. And maybe he's not in them, but maybe other people are in them to the point where he just can't afford to release them because it's going to make too many people look bad. I don't care how they look. I don't care what they look like. If they were involved in this, I personally think they should be exposed. All right, let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
This first one says, Ghislaine Maxwell is appealing her conviction. If any of the information is part of the trial, they can't reveal it.
Well, that's never come up to this point. That's never come out up to this point. I mean, there's been every other reason why the information can't be released. I've never heard that reason.
All right. This text is responding to what Trump said about Bondi being able to release what's credible. This text says, what she thinks is credible is code for what he tells her to release.
Oh, exactly. I mean, exactly. It's exactly right. And it would be a little nugget. It would be a little nugget that he could share with the MAGA people who he says he doesn't want anymore. I mean, he came right out and said it. If you have been a MAGA supporter all this time, and if you want the Epstein files released, Donald Trump doesn't want your support anymore. He doesn't care about you. And that's got to hurt. It's got to hurt because a lot of you who are MAGA supporters who want the Epstein files released have really dug down over the years, and you have done everything you can to support Donald Trump. But then this case comes along, and he doesn't care about you anymore. That's got to hurt.
This text says, it seems like MAGA supporters have battered woman syndrome.
Yeah, I think we've made that analogy before. It's very similar. It's they're with somebody who is not good for them, but they are so wrapped up in, they're so committed to this person. They're afraid. In fact, maybe it's a case of a lot of MAGA supporters, not all of them, but a lot of MAGA supporters may be so invested personally in Donald Trump and his politics that they've spent so many years supporting Donald Trump and everything that he stands for that they can't bring themselves to break away. They can't bring themselves to be off on their own. They can't break away and basically divorce themselves from Donald Trump. They can't do it. So they go back to the very person who's abusing them.
All right, two more. This text suggests that Rosie O'Donnell was Donald Trump's third grade girlfriend. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
All right. And this last one says, maybe politicians should participate in Power Slap.
Boy, that would be nice. Wouldn't it be nice?
I'd pay to see that.
I mean, wouldn't you love to see Donald Trump slap somebody and then see somebody slap Donald Trump back? I mean, he would be so irate if he got slapped.
You remember, it used to be when two people had a problem, they would go outside and duel, like they'd take 10 paces and all that. So maybe that should be a way for politicians to resolve some of those unhinged conflicts. Like, you know, instead of arguing and banging a gavel, it's like, well, you meet me at the Senate floor and we'll slap each other.
That's right. In fact, there's a tree. It's still standing. There's a tree in City Park. And when people would have their dignity or their reputation dissed in the French Quarter years ago in New Orleans, they would go to that, like they would say, okay, let's meet at the tree tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And they would meet at the tree. And people would gather around there and they would meet at the tree. And I think sometimes they would use knives or swords and sometimes they would use guns. And there would be a face-off. And the two people, instead of just fighting it out right there, they would plan to fight it out at this tree in City Park. Fascinating.
Yeah, next time I get into the altercation, that's what I'm going to tell the guy. Yeah, meet me at the tree. Then I'll just go home and just have them sitting there waiting.
All right, if you've got a comment, you want to join us on this Wednesday afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Donald Trump said, "Bull, you know what? That's naughty." That's right. Donald Trump said, "Bull, you know what?" That's right. Yeah, like just simply say, they're misinformed. All right, you got a comment? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2012, John Lord, a founding member of Deep Purple, died at the age of 71. Had pancreatic cancer. Boy, that's a vicious cancer. That's what killed my dad. My dad was not healthy overall, but that's what killed him. Pancreatic cancer. It's a very aggressive form of cancer. All right, so archaeologists have been working in this area of northern England. It's a Roman fortified area. It's an ancient Roman fortified area in northern England. They have unearthed what they have discovered to be gigantic shoes. Now, they're talking about the possibility that they have uncovered the first evidence of clowns going back into ancient times. I mean, why not? I mean, you know, Shakespeare did comedy. I mean, there was comedy in ancient times, right? But they've discovered, I mean, you should see the pictures of some of these shoes. I mean, they're gigantic. And so they believe that these are actually the shoes that were worn by clowns in ancient times. Let's go to Don in Metairie. Don, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. I can't believe, were you born in New Orleans and educated here?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was born in Mobile. Your comment about the dueling oak, it's the dueling oaks.
Plural. That's what it is. That's right. That's
oaks.
Right. The dueling oaks.
They were bought duels. Oh, my goodness. And you have to apologize to your high school teacher, Scoot. That's all I got to say. I'm Mobile and I knew that.
Well, wait, but I mean, I'm, right. But I'm right. I mean, they had these dueling oaks, right? They had the tree. They had the tree that they went to. I had forgotten
trees,
that it was dueling
trees.
Oaks. Well, I forgot that there were two of them.
Blade under the tree.
I forgot that there were two of them. All right, Don. I appreciate the call. Yeah, there were dueling oaks. There were the dueling oaks. And people who got into an argument in, like, say, the French Quarter or some other part of New Orleans, they would plan on meeting at a time in the future and meet at this one place at City Park, the Dueling Oaks, and they would duel it out there. So one of them would get there, the other one would be taken away in a box.
So I just want to clarify something on the air because we're getting some text messages.
Yeah.
So I'm not going anywhere. My name is Coleman, all right? The guy that left, his name was Cullen. I know we have similar names.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so
okay,
a lot of people say, oh, I thought Coleman quit or he's going to... No. Cullen has moved on. He took some time, you know, and says, hey, you know, you guys, it was fun, but he has to go. But I'm not going anywhere. Coleman... No. Unfortunately, for those who don't like me, is here.
Oh, no, we love you. I love you.
I just want to clarify that for everybody's asking about why I'm still here or they thought I quit. It's two different guys. We just have similar names.
Cullen.
Cullen is the guy Cullen, that we had. Yeah, he was here for 2 years.
Well, I was very clear about that. But, you know, people are busy when they're listening to the radio, so they don't always listen very, very intently. But, no, Coleman is here. Coleman's not going anywhere. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, but we have him chained to the chair in the other studio. And he's there all the time. We just bring him in a little Jack Daniels and something to eat once in a while. That's all. That's it. All right. We're going to come back to wrap up the show. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1955, Fats Domino was still number one on the R&B charts. 7 weeks in a row, number one with a song, Ain't That a Shame. And this was Fats Domino's first single. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, don't forget to try to win the generator. It's the Generac 6500 generator, portable generator valued at about $1,000. It is from Craig's Electrical and Generator Services. Just go to WWL.com/contest and register to win. You may be the winner of the generator. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, and market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Cordy P. As always, I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. We will have a lot to talk about tomorrow afternoon, especially the rain and the storm. We'll find out what's going on tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Sports Talk is next. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.